This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, a local family is looking to expand their hog operation near Farmersville. Derek and Chelsea Dunkirk of Derrickie Farms in Morrisonville are grower partners of local farmer Phil Borgic. And Phil says the expansion would allow Derek and Chelsea to bring the next generation back to the farm.
Derek and Chelsea Dunkirk have been grower partners with Karen and I since 2011-12. And they're looking then at expanding that into a new site to expand their operation and start building a base for their children. They have three young children coming up. And there's only so many acres in Montgomery and Christian County to farm. The farms today, the row crop farms, continue to get bigger. And so for our young people, it's tough for them to figure out a way to expand their operations with that limited amount of acreage that's available and to look into the future. And livestock for Derek is how he's chosen to do that.
And a public hearing is scheduled to talk about the expansion this week. And Phil says it's a great place for citizens of the county to learn about what they do.
The Illinois Department of Agriculture will be administrating the meeting next Thursday night at the county courthouse. And it's an opportunity to learn about the 8 criteria that any pork operation, any livestock operation over 50 animal units must go through to be able to go into production. And Derek and his team will be, Derek Dunkirk will be presenting then those 8 criteria and how they have went through meticulously and to meet those criteria. Today's livestock is governed by the Illinois Department of Agriculture, to where all of our plans have to be approved by Illinois Department, and then they actually come out then and inspect. We're adding a building at the home place today, and so the department's already been out twice. They'll come in do a final inspection before we can ever put animals into that building. And so this is an opportunity for the public to learn what we do and how we do it and what we're going to do in the future.
Phil Borgic of Montgomery County. And once again, the public hearing is scheduled for tomorrow evening, Thursday, August 24th, at the historic courthouse in Hillsboro, starting at 6 p.m. In other news, a report by the Department of Ag shows farm access to the Internet is increasing. The 2017 USDA Farm Computer Usage and Ownership Report shows that nationally, 73% of farms have computer access. Of those farmers having computer access, 72% own or lease a computer. To connect to the Internet, 8% of farmers indicated they use fiber optic connections, while 17% indicated they used mobile Internet service for cell phones. However, DSL connection continues to be the most common method of accessing the Internet, with 29% of the farms using it, which was down from 30% in 2015. Satellite connection at 21% remains steady from the survey in 2015. Computer usage for farm businesses at 47% nationally is up 4 percentage points from 2015. However, the report does show that bigger farms are more likely to have Internet access than smaller farms. And we'll be back with more Ag News in just a moment. Well, the Farm Journal Midwest Crop Tour has released their final numbers for Indiana. Scouts pegged the corn at a yield of 171.23 bushels per acre and a soybean pod count of 1,168 in a 3-by-3-foot square. Now it's on to Illinois and Iowa as the tour uses today, day number 3, to travel from Bloomington, Illinois to Iowa City. Dave Kane knows about the growing season for a major part of Illinois. He serves as a field agronomist for DuPont Pioneer in the central part of the state and said, as we know, that crops in his area were challenged by Mother Nature more than once.
So planting till now, we certainly saw some challenges. Variability is probably the best word to use. Planting happened in a pretty normal pace and in pretty good conditions, but then Mother Nature changed everything from about April 26th on through the early part of May with a lot of moisture, and that moisture causing some variability in overall emergence, plant stands, overall plant counts, things of that nature. Once we got through June, things were okay. We dried out a bit, but then we didn't get enough moisture again, and the heat really started there post-pollination in mid-July, and that really affected the overall kernel, potential kernels we had. The ear set and the kernel set was pretty good, but we started to lose the tips of those ears and those kernels at a cost of the plant having to utilize a lot of energy on not only those warm days, but those warm nights as well in that mid part of July, and that plant had to respire and burn a lot of energy through that time, and therefore we lost some kernels at the tip of the cob.
And Kane says that's why this year's crop in Illinois will be average.
When we look at the variability that we had earlier this year, and then our overall kernel length is down a bit. Kernel girth and overall rows around, we're in a pretty good position there. And more recently, the last 2 weeks, the temperatures have been moderate enough that the kernels that are there had an opportunity to go through grain fill a bit slower, and therefore hopefully adding a bit more kernel weight and kernel length. So hopefully those kernel sizes are a bit bigger than what we could have anticipated a couple weeks ago.
And once again, that report comes to us from Dave Kane, a field agronomist for DuPont Pioneer in Central Illinois. And if you'd like to follow along with the Farm Journal Midwest Crop Tour, you can visit farmjournalpro.com. And that does it for today's WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.